our thought forms. When we are not alert and do not live consciously in the day and in the day's occurrences, but on the outside of it in the past or in the future we waste our life and increasingly lose our physical energy, then only as much divine energy will flow to us as is necessary to keep the body alive. Everything else, that is, all other energies, we therefore take either from our fellow men whom we bind to us like slaves, making them submissive to us and getting them to do our will, or we obtain them through addictions such as gluttony, alcoholism or excessive sexuality. However, these additional energies are not pure, but are energies that have been transformed down and merely seem to make up for our energy deficiency. Every addiction indicates a deficiency in the soul. Since soul and person have too little life force, they obtain it through addictions. In the case of such an energy deficiency, the soul as well as the person stagnate in their spiritual development. In many cases, the soul then rebels in order to show its person that he should remedy the deficiencies that have led to these excesses and addictions. In this case, too, the building blocks of the day, the moments, are helpful. A person who allows the numerous hints and admonishments which are given to him in the countless moments of the day, year after year, to go unnoticed creates thought forms over and above what is already borne by the soul. And so, the one who stagnates for years and decades, by thinking in the same or similar ways day after day, over and over again, creates one or more thought forms, his very images, which then stand ready to be called up. When we think and talk again and again about our past, thus invoking it, so that these images become present in us, we create thought forms of the past. When we are at loggerheads with our fellow man for years and repeatedly talk about the reason for the strife, letting it flare up in our sensations and thoughts, we create a thought form. When we disparage one of our fellow men for years, that is, when we haven't a good word to say about him, we create a thought form. When we try to put others in a bad light, using any unfair means available, we create thought forms. When we slander, despise and ridicule a fellow man or even expose him to others who do so, we create one or several thought forms. When we paint mental pictures of the future regardless of type, we also create thought forms. When a person repeatedly ponders over the same or similar thing for years and decades, when he talks about them or does the same thing over and over, he creates corresponding thought forms. And so, the one who for years on end does not live in the moment, not only is outside himself, but creates, outside of himself, invisible thought forms. Wherever our sensations, thoughts, wishes and passions go, a part of our consciousness is there. That is where we create the invisible shapes of our human ego. We should remember that everything is energy. And so, every sensation, every thought, every word, every action, every movement, every passion, every compulsion, every addiction is energy. Since no energy is lost, it must be somewhere. As we know, our positive energies are divine feeling, thinking, speaking and acting enter the soul and the mighty all computer, God. They radiate through the person via the soul and bring about in and on us health, peace and happiness. We then bear these gifts of inner love into the world and help more people find their way to inner peace and selflessness. Our negative energies also enter our soul. They are registered by the causal computer. If we let the building blocks of the day, the moments, that is, the numerous impulses to change our ways and fulfill God's law, to pass unnoticed for years and decades, then we create additional thought forms. These are ultimately nothing more than our replicas, that is, of ourselves, because they build up through the unlawfulness that we emit. we can also call the thought forms, which are made up of the same and like aspects of our human ego, our thought fields. And we can compare thought forms to invisible, hazy entities that are the pictures of our correspondences, to which we lend the impulses and strength to act through our constantly recurring same or like thoughts. When we then think in the same or similar way as that with which we built up our thought forms, we give them the signal, so to speak, to approach and influence us. Through our human behavior, we ourselves set in motion our replicas, our thought forms, our ego that has taken on form. They approach us like robots and influence or reinforce us to again do what we built them up with. It is what we ourselves are. And so, they virtually require from us that we think or act in the same or like way. These self-created thought forms are built with our spiritual and physical strength. For us, this means that the more thought forms we create, the weaker we become. Because our thought forms give us no strength. On the contrary, they demand ever more energy from us. Because their aim is that we feel, think, speak or do the same or like negativities over and over again. We cannot command our thought forms, the so-called robots, to influence our fellow man. Our thoughts are our own correspondences. They are set in motion by a thought or word impulse given by us and do not approach our neighbor but us. We have built these thought forms with our unlawful energies and thus programmed them to ourselves. Because like draws to like, one of our neighbors can, however, call up aspects of our thought forms or draw our thought forms toward himself, so that they also have an effect on him if the same or like correspondences are in him, or if these have a connection to the person who created the thought forms. And so, it can be said that every person who has lived in lives for years and decades outside himself and not in the moment, that is, who does not move in the day, creates his own destructive thought forms, his robots. The positive energies. To live in the day means to accept and receive, in the right way, everything that the day brings, not letting it go unnoticed. It also means to recognize and clear up the human aspects shown to us by the day, and to do, fulfill and solve with God's strength the work that lies before us and everything else. At the same time, in all that the day brings is contained the answer, the help and the solution. If we live in the moment and ask God for help to master the day in His name, everything that we encounter today and now, whether it is, for example, personal conversations in the family, conversations at work, or our work itself, will run smoothly. Because we let the best helper, advisor and friend, the eternal law, God, work in and through us. Everything is energy. If we imbue our conversations, our work, our thoughts and life with positive energy, that is, with our positive sensations and thoughts, these positive forces will be our best co-workers. They will impart life to what we do and will show us the shortest way. For instance, to accomplish a work well, or they will show us how to carry out a conversation lawfully or to find the solution and answer in a certain text. The positive powers also lead us out of difficult situations and show us a lawful way. Positive thoughts, that is, selfless thoughts, are the powers of God that show us the positive, the lawful, over and over again. The person who imbues with positive powers what he does today sets the positive forces in motion in a conversation as well as in a piece of work, in the written word, at his job, wherever he may be. The positive energies that we have developed through a positive life, and which are active in our soul, radiate through our soul and through our body and set everything in positive motion. This also results in a positive communication with the piece of work, with the conversation, with the work, with all that we think and do. through a positive, lawful communication. The positive solutions that lead us out of difficulties and situations come up in us. For the Spirit of God is in all things. When we live in the moment, we are linked with Him through our positive thinking, speaking and acting. And we experience God's help in every situation. To live means to live in God. And this means to live in the moment and to experience and recognize what God wants to tell us. The laws are for each one of us, not against us. God wants the best for us. And He radiates His love and help to us. Our negative thought forms produce illness, suffering or blows of fate. God, our Heavenly Father, also wants us to be healthy. If we want to be healthy, then we have to have, above all, healthy thoughts. Many people think that to be healthy means to eat wholesome food. In so thinking, they often ignore healthy feelings and healthy, that is, positive thoughts. We should assimilate the following sentence into our awareness. It is not only important to eat in a healthy way, but to have healthy, that is, God-pleasing sensations and thoughts, and to express and do only what pleases God. We should not only speak about health, but also feel and think positively. It is of no use to affirm our health and to talk about health when behind that, in our sensations and thoughts, we fear illness. We must allow ourselves to be completely permeated by positive forces. Then they will become active in us and bring about what is good for us. When we feel and think positively, when we speak of health and live in the moment, we will also choose our food accordingly. Because the day's energy tells us via our organs which strengthening substances they need today. Then they tell us via our senses and taste buds and show us which food we should give them and how much. When we live in the day, which begins with the moment, everything that is good for our soul and for our body will be shown to us. Then we will find the seed of the good in everything that happens to us. Whether in indisposition or illness, in a conversation or at work. If we build on this, then what is good for us will also develop. 4. With the positive forces, we will tackle and carry out what will lead to the good. Since we are in league with God, the positive energy, this applies to every situation in life. Whether we are healthy or ill, whether we are hostile or peaceful toward our fellow man, whether we live in difficulties, whether we suffer blows of fate, or whether we live in a carefree manner, the good is in everything. If we find the seed of the good and build on it, things will also go well for us and the negative will gradually transform into the positive, for God helps. But if we fear illness, worry and suffering, we thus transform down the positive energies into negativity. As I have already described, by doing this we create our own destructive thought forms. Those dangerous robots which we ourselves are. And so, let us be aware that danger does not come from the outside. It comes from ourselves and influences us. Only what we have in ourselves can hit us. Though many dangers may still lurk in the world, if we do not have the same or like aspects in us, we will not attract these dangers either. They cannot do us any harm, unless we have created a force of attraction for them in our soul. If we do not change in time our same and constantly recurring human ways of thinking, we get caught up in a whirlpool of our thoughts and can hardly find our way out. This is because our created thought forms then have an additional influence over us and drive us into a corner, so that we do and think again the same and similar unlawful things. We should realize that whatever human aspects we send out will influence us in return. Our thought forms can also prematurely activate causes in our soul. For instance, pictures of illness that we have input into it through fear and worry. These pictures of illness that we created and activated then radiate into our body and make it sick. It may be that this picture of illness would never have affected our body if we had not created additional thought forms that triggered the illness. In countless moments, seconds and minutes, that is, on many days, we were warned and admonished to change our ways. We overlooked the warnings because we did not live in the moment. Thus, what we could have prevented, that is, put a stop to, broken over us. For instance, a relatively simple indisposition or inflammation may turn into something quite serious through our wrongdoing. If we have had anxious thoughts for years, we can even get cancer. With these thoughts, we created a thought form that can then affect us. If, for example, in the case of an indisposition or inflammation, we nurture the fear complex cancer. With this fear that has been nurtured for years, we have created an energy form that we now build up even more with our cancer fear. Because of the indisposition in our body, we begin to think again in a same or like way. Such as, I hope it is nothing serious. I hope it is not cancer, which I have dreaded so much. The keyword cancer now sets in motion our thought form, in which all our fears of serious illnesses are stored. Above all, the fear of cancer. Since our unlawful thoughts have also been stored in the soul as a correspondence, the cancer thought form now begins to have an effect on us and on the correspondence of the soul as well. We can then think only about cancer. Why? Because the cancer robot, the thought form, also influences our brain cells, in which our anxious thoughts concerning cancer are likewise stored. At the same time, it acts on the correspondence in our soul as well. These powerful communications between the cancer robot and the correspondences in the soul and our brain cells cause the momentary indisposition or inflammation to reach a turning point. These negative communications increasingly reduce our spiritual and physical strength, and we very gradually create the milieu in which cancer cells can multiply. Our body vibration has meanwhile dropped to such an extent that the milieu is created in which cancer can develop from an indisposition. For instance, from a common cold or an inflammation. So, through our negative thoughts, we can bring about illness and chronic disease in and on our body, or cause suffering and blows of fate. On the other hand, through positive feeling, thinking, speaking and acting, we bring about health, inner harmony, joy, peace, happiness and contentment in ourselves. And so, we see that thoughts are powers. What we think and the way we think both come back to us, the sender. And in this connection, we understand the law of sowing and reaping. What you sow, you will reap. Expressed differently, every cause has its effect. The cause is the seed. The effect is the fruit. Thus, we recognize that we alone are the authors of our illness, suffering and blows of fate, and not our fellow man or even God. We should remember that if we do not mend our ways in time, fate will take its course. With our unlawful, aimless thinking, we can either intensify correspondences, that is, the burdens of our soul, or build them anew. Let us imagine this in the following example. A trip by car can, for example, end up in a breakdown, an accident, or even a fatal accident. Some rear-end collisions could have resulted in just damaging the car. If one of the drivers had not concerned himself for weeks or months with thoughts of a fatal traffic accident, the person concerned had not lived in the moment for a long time. The day's energies often warned him to change his way of thinking. Like, behave differently in road traffic. Don't drive so closely. And don't sit at the wheel when you are overtired. He had certainly understood some of these warnings, but then began to paint for himself the picture of a car accident in which he saw himself fatally injured. This picture entered his soul. With this, He created a thought form or nurtured an already existing one that he had produced a long time ago with similar thoughts. A critical situation then developed during the trip. Some cars started to skid, and this resulted in collisions. The shock made that picture of an accident come into the driver's mind. This picture gave the impulse to the corresponding thought form. It became active and interfered accordingly. As a result, the driver reacted wrongly and what he had been thinking about for weeks or months occurred. The same or like aspects had been in the soul of the driver. However, they would not have led to a fatal accident if he had not previously created a thought form. The case would have been limited to the shock of the collision. The driver could have thus recognized with which people, or with which one of the drivers, he should have cleared up something. Here too, we see again that thoughts are powers. What we sow, we will reap. We should be aware that the stronger our energy forms, the thought forms become and build up our ego, the more helpless we become against them. Our energy flows to where we are thinking. The stronger our thought forms become, the weaker our body becomes. I repeat, our thought forms take over like robots set in motion. They interfere with the course of our life and the functioning of our body and bring about what we ourselves have built up through our feeling, thinking, speaking and doing. The day admonishes us and teaches us. It gives us hints and solutions. This could be, for example, encounters with certain people or types of people which awaken in us certain feelings, sensations or thoughts, or situations and incidents could happen to us, either in the family or at work. Everything wants to tell us something. If our work goes well, or not so well, and we are harassed by thoughts, the day's energy wants to tell us something. When we then listen carefully to what the moments of the day want to tell us and at the same time learn to look into our thoughts, that is, perceive what takes place behind our thoughts, in our so-called subcommunications, then we learn what the moment, the energy of the day, wants to tell us. The recognition contains, at the same time, the strength to solve or do what needs to be done. If we act accordingly, the negative turns into the positive and the positive becomes stronger in us. Outside influences. However, if we ignore the day's building blocks, the following can happen. Our thought forms become more and more powerful. They radiate out and connect either with the same or like vibrating energies, or they attract souls that have the same or like correspondences as the energies of our thought forms ultimately. As the correspondences in our soul, these energies or even souls then radiate into our communications via our thought forms. In this way, an old passion can suddenly, for seemingly inexplicable reasons, awaken again. We then begin again to smoke or drink or act like gluttons. For example, if we disregard the first signs, we give one of our thought forms the possibility to exert further influence on us. It approaches us, invisibly, together with one or more souls. The impulses from the souls sneak into our communications via one of our wishful thoughts, perhaps in a subcommunication, in which former addictions are still active. Because we may have not yet cleared up everything, it is possible, for instance, that a clarifying talk is still necessary with a person whom we had offended under the compulsion of our addiction. Impulses from souls come via these subcommunications. They are the so-called energy injections into what has not yet been cleared up by us. By way of these energy injections, the subcommunication is intensified and appears as a thought. For example, we think, and at the same time feel via our senses, thirst, hunger or the desire for a cigarette. If we now let ourselves go and give in not just to drink perhaps a glass of wine or a glass of beer or to eat something spicy or smoke a cigarette, but rather we really let ourselves fall, then the chase begins. The souls drive us to take up our former vices. For through our passions and addictions, they satisfy their own cravings that they had indulged in as human beings. Through us, they fulfill themselves with what fulfilled them as human beings, but which can no longer fulfill them as souls. When they find a so-called fuel pump, they set everything in motion to induce the person to do what they crave for. If the person concerned is not alert but lets his thoughts wander aimlessly, if he does not make use of the day, and if the same or like thing still lies in him as in the soul or souls that want to use him, then he can become the victim of souls through his thought forms. If we do not live in the moment, we are outside of ourselves. We know the expression, we are beside ourselves. If we are not in our house, someone else can settle in. We should consider what is stated in Mount 12, 43-45. When an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself. And they go in and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation. We should remember, nothing happens by chance. Nothing that exists is by chance. We are controlled either by the causal law, the causal computer, or by souls, or we are guided by the eternal law, God. By whom or through what we are controlled or guided depends on our way of living and thinking. Selfless guidance comes from God. God, our Father, loves us, His children. We love Him, the Great All One, by fulfilling His eternal law. Then, we are also guided by Him. By God, our Father. What can harm us when God is for us? Only we can harm ourselves. God, our eternal Father, stands by us in everything and in all situations. When we daily practice living in the moment, we will recognize the divine guidance more and more precisely. For the spirit of our eternal Father, who is all in all things, will then stand by us in everything that happens to us. He, the Great All One, the Omnipresent Spirit, God, is our advisor, helper, protector and leader. He is the answer to all questions and the solution in all difficulties and problems. He helps us in every situation, in everything that happens to us, to find what is lawful. If we take these steps toward perfection, toward God, who is our true life, we are and remain happy, joyful and peaceful.